do have 14 votes every time.
This meeting will come to order. Please stand for a moment of silence. And please keep Mr. Ed Milowicki in your thoughts and prayers. He recently had a heart attack and is recovering. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cardiang.
Here.
Ms. Diller. Ms. Durham. Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Here.
Mr. Hollins?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett?
Here.
Mr. Woods?
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 present, 3 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of December 11, 2018?
Motion to approve is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Announcements from members of council. Are there any announcements regarding legislation? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. All ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting except for those items that require board or commission recommendations. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19001, amend the FY 2019 approved sewer fund operating budget, appropriate $60,000 to the Department of Administration, Office of Finance, Contractual Services budget line item. Ordinance 19002, repeal and replace emergency ordinance number 19001 and permanently amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, permanently reduce the FY 2019 Newcastle County Council contingency budget to provide funding for the Hero Help Addiction Assistance Program as administered by the Department of Public Safety. Ordinance 19003, amend the grants budget, appropriate $49,500 from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation to the Food Bank of Delaware Parking Lot Improvements Grant for the Department of Public Works. Ordinance 19004, amend the grants budget, appropriate $27,876.62 from the State of Delaware Department of Transportation to the Holloway Terrace Fire Company All-Terrain Vehicles Grant for the Department of Public Safety.
Thank you. Reports from special and select committees. May I please have the reports from the Finance Committee? Mr. Cordier?
Thank you, Madam President. Today, the Ministry of Finance Committee convened on the 8th floor at 1:30 with the agenda that had a lot of interesting things. We introduced and debated an emergency ordinance that's on the agenda tonight to save the Hero Help Program from shutting down due to lack of funding, and hopefully we can match funding with the administration, and that proposes to take money out of our contingency fund to support that program. We consider 3 purchase order resolutions, 2 changes to our employee handbook, and 1 equal rights amendment resolution to support the passage of the state equal rights amendment. We also received a report from the Delaware Board of Trade on their business prospects and their attempt to continually question them about the future of our loan funds that was given to that business to support its operations. We also approved 2 grant requests from nonprofits in the 8th District. There were comments from the county executive, and we adjourn the meeting with no public comment.
Thank you. Next, the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted as such on the agendas and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wish to have an item removed from this at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19001, Newcastle County Council respectfully urges the Delaware General Assembly to support House Bill No. 1, an act to amend Article 1 of the Delaware Constitution relating to equal rights. Resolution 19002, congratulating and commending Senior Sergeant Jamie Dolan on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19003, congratulating and commending Sergeant Karen Crowley on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19004, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Rhonda Cross on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19005, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Harley Franks on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19006, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Thomas Post on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19007, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Michael Wyatt on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19008, congratulating and commending Master Corporal William Brown on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19009, congratulating and commending Master Corporal John Zambon on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19010, congratulating and commending Officer First Class Carrie Unger on her retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department. Resolution 19011, congratulating and commending Master Corporal Michael Zlinski on his retirement from the Newcastle County Police Department.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dora? Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
Thank you. Next, consideration of resolutions removed from the consent calendar and other resolutions. Anyone wishing to speak on the subject of any of the resolutions or ordinances, please come forward and line up on the far right side. Sign in your name and affiliation. After the resolution or ordinance you wish to speak on is introduced and I open up the floor to the public, please approach the podium one at a time, state your name for the record, and limit your comments to 3 minutes. Remain at the podium after you speak for any possible questions from council. Beginning with R19012, Mr. Smiley.
Yes, I request resolution 19-012 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19012, to amend section 2.5 of the Newcastle County Council Employee Handbook regarding offers of employment.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes, this just removes some, makes some minor adjustments, removes some ambiguities in the employee handbook and clarifies the process by which offers of employment are made for council within the guidelines of what we have been doing for years.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19012.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Dora? Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R19012 is passed. Next, R19013, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Like resolution 19-013, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Thanks.
Resolution 19013, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Physio Control, Inc. for annual preventative maintenance and service for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $84,672.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you. This purchase order is the provides a preventive maintenance, annual preventive maintenance contract for the Department of Public Safety to maintain 15 LifePak monitor defibrillator pacemaker devices, which are a frequently used piece of metal equipment. on every paramedic unit, which provides multiple patient monitoring capabilities and requires ongoing maintenance and repair.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19-013. Mr. Bell?
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R19-013 is passed. Next, R19-014, Mr. Smiley.
Mr. Cartier.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. I'd like resolution number 19-014, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Okay. Resolution 19014, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Enviro Inc. for the purchase of two diesel-powered wastewater pumps for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $73,850.
Thank you, Mr. Cartier.
Very self-explanatory per the title. These wastewater pumps, two of them are described in this purchase order, are used in our sewer operations.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19-014.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Ms. Dom?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R19-014 is passed. Next, R19-015. Mr. Cartier?
Thank you, Madam President. Like resolution 19-015, read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19015, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for TD Equipment Finance, Inc. for the purchase of a diesel-powered pump for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $10,695.
Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Madam President. Again, very descriptive title. This, only comment I could offer, this is a high-capacity single pump that has the capability to respond in emergency situations in a timely fashion and would typically be used in our sewer operations.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19-015.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller, Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon, Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R19-015 is passed. Next, R19-016. I move that R19-016 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19016, honoring the life of Patrick Carter.
Per title, does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19016.
Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller, Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent.
R19016 is passed. Next, R19017. Mr. Smiley?
Yes, I request R19-017 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration. Second.
Resolution 19017, to amend the Newcastle County Council Employee Handbook Section 3.8 Drug and Alcohol Policy.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes. We discussed this resolution ad nauseum in the committee meeting today. I will say that, just to go over it, it makes some minor housekeeping changes, but the bulk of the purpose of this is this
places by majority vote, it would place the members of this council, it would make them subject to random drug and alcohol testing.
And does anyone from council have questions or comments? Mr. Cardillo.
I'm going to support this tonight. I believe that we lead by example. Our employees are subject to random drug and alcohol screening, and we should not be exempt if we're going to lead with the intent of real leadership. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other comments or questions from members of council? Next, I'll open the floor to the public for comment. I'm sorry, Mr. Street.
It's my understanding that y'all had some controversial discussion about this in committee meeting. I'm sorry I missed that. I'm going to support this in principle. However, you know full well it's not enforceable. You ask me to take a random drug test, I tell you to go pound sand, what are you going to do? And if I come in here high as the Georgia Pine and you tell me to go get this, that, and the other, and I tell you to go pound sand, what are you going to do? So I'll support it because of the intention, but I'm supporting knowing full well when put to test, it's not enforceable.
Ms. Durham and then Mr. Smiley.
I agree with those comments by Mr. Street, and just want to reiterate what I said upstairs, and that I remain concerned about the fact that this policy, if it's pursued to its end and someone was tested, I am deeply concerned about the confidentiality aspects as well as a few other things. But for that reason, I think I would have liked to, I don't like the conversation we had upstairs being characterized as ad nauseum. I don't think that's appropriate. And I wish we had a little more time to talk about this further.
Mr. Smiley?
This was put out about 3 weeks ago and absolutely nobody contacted me. So that is what it is. And we did discuss it in depth. You can use whatever word you want. But we had a very good, lively discussion on it. And Councilman Street, I did make the point in that meeting that this council has no enforcement authority. That has been proven time and time again over the past year or so. But I believe there's something that we do need to do. However, I do apologize because I will say I didn't make that very important point in as glowing a term as you did. Thank you.
I'd like to comment on this. I believe this is bad legislation. Number one, it should be reworked for the employees, and there should be a very clear-cut path for us to get help and do everything we can rather than discuss consequences, punishment, and termination. And as for the council members, as it has been expressed, there is no enforcement. It says no fiscal note, but yet we know that will cost, you know, for the testing and any lawsuits that we could possibly have from this. So this is bad legislation, and then again, if you get tested, well, what do you do? It's supposedly confidential, but I've already experienced that confidential doesn't mean confidential. Things are leaked, right? So, and then who are you going to tell, supposedly? The person who's done drugs or is drinking? Well, they already know. So they're the only person you're going to tell, and they already know that they've done it? So I just don't see a purpose to this legislation. I think it's going to cost money, and it's a waste of the taxpayers' money. We can volunteer to be drug tested randomly. And, you know, if you want to prove that you're not doing drugs and drinking, you can ask the other council people to do it. But I also don't believe this is constitutional. So I will not be supporting this. Yeah, Mr. Smiley, we went, Ms. Kilpatrick, and Mr. Carter.
Yes, this has nothing to do with employees. Employees are already covered under random drug testing. This only has to do with the elected council member. We are not in any of the protocols or any of the laws through the executive side or through our council side, but our employees already are. So what's going on with random drug testing in this instance has absolutely nothing new to do with the employees.
But and my point was that we should be addressing that.
But they're yeah. already in it. They are already.
Right, but it really needs to be worked.
Well,
and
that's
Carter?
Another piece of legislation. This piece of legislation has absolutely nothing to do with the employees. It only has to do with including the elected officials into the possibility of being randomly tested.
And well, what we also have is it addresses council people outside of council doing council business. Who decides what is council business if they have a drink? What if Mr. Woods has a drink out after he's been at a meeting and he's sitting there with a couple people and he says, okay, that meeting's over, but now I'm going to hang out and have a drink. Who decides that Mr. Woods has now violated this? And has he violated it? I mean, I think we're in territory. It's not clearly defined, and I think it's going to get us
That's
in trouble. Yes, Mr. Carter.
As we talked about earlier today, I do think that if we've required this of our employees, we should require it of ourselves, if not even a higher standard. I think we have to set that standard and live by it and be above it. In terms of enforceability, I would hope if the problem occurs, and whether it's a clerk or whoever, that sooner or later we are working in the coaching and interventionist activity to treat drug problems if they occur. For what they are often is a health issue and not really worry about so much the enforcement and criminality. I know we have criminalized it to a large extent and created problems, so I don't have a big issue with that. Constitutionally, if we vote to hold this on ourselves, then it's, I think, meets the letter of the law and the constitutional requirements. And confidentiality is always an issue, but I think all our employees would be better protected in confidentiality if we were also forced to protect our own confidentiality. There's always a risk to that. I personally, as an elected official, have all but given up that I have a private life anymore. It's only taken me a month to learn that. So I don't lose a lot of sleep about confidentiality. It's kind of the life that I chose to live in public service right now. So for all of those reasons, I am going to be supporting this.
Yes, Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. I, too, I'll support this in principle. You know, I'm going to echo some of the comments and sentiments, too, that, you know, there is no forcibility. How does the person selected and chosen to go for the drug test can't have a committee meeting without it being posted and advertised? So I'm not sure who's on that committee, who does it, who thinks the person is intoxicated or not or potentially on drugs. I agree in principle that, you know, we can be subject to the same laws that employees are, but you know, I don't do much betting, but I bet you that other than the day of hire as a condition of employment, no employee was ever sent for a drug test.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Mr. Smiley.
Jasmine Jaggett, this will have nothing to do with the committee meeting or anything else. Names go in the pool with all the rest of the county employees in the computer system for a random pick. So it's not a case where committee decides, and we're not talking probable suspicion. So there is no anybody thinking this one is on drugs or this one is alcohol. It's strictly random. You did hear that, right, Councilman Woods?
I did. Yeah.
So, Mr. Smiley, if I ask you a question on this, then wouldn't it make more sense if it was randomly done for all council members to be randomly tested that the same hour?
No. Number one, there's no random testing policy out there that's even recognized. In that case, you would do a whole company. By the time you would get to the second person, I'm not saying in this council instance, but in some instances, by the time you would get to the second person, if that's the practice and that's known, the others would have gotten a phone call and be unavailable to be contacted. That's just not the way, and that would that would spend a lot of taxpayer dollars.
Then who decides who on the personnel, who decides for the personnel committee? Who decides for Ms. Kilpatrick?
Who decides what?
Who does the random draw? Is it put in a hat? I mean, how is this process?
Normally
work?
It goes into
a, yeah, everything goes in a hat. You put a name.
Works. There are computer programs that have been out there. Your name is assigned a number. There's a database. Normally you contract with an outside lab like the county does, and it spits out a number. Then that number is forwarded to the employer, and the employer notifies that employee. That's how it works.
I don't know. I just think this is...
I know you don't know. That's why I'm trying to explain it to you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments? Mr. Tackett.
Thank you, Madam President. I don't know. Given the conversation, I think we should all report to Omega once this meeting is adjourned. And
second. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what. They will come out. I think we should have Omega come here so nobody can stop and get this drink on the way.
Let's just do it right here. I'm willing. I'll take the first one.
There you go.
It's random. You can't choose it.
No, it's...
Any other questions or comments? Ms. Durham.
I just wonder about, Mr. Smiley, then sections 3.8.4 implies that it's not totally random, although this isn't clear. Employees and council members would be required to have a drug test based on reasonable suspicion, so that's not random.
Well, that's...
But well, the point is, it's not just
it's
random.
It's not just random, then. Right.
Who's reporting them? Who's...
And I apologize, that should...
Mr. Smiley and then Ms. Okay. Ms. Kilpatrick.
Council members should have been lined out of that.
No, they're being added in to okay. 3.8.4.
That means...
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Excuse me.
You took a long pause, so I thought you were done.
Well, that's because Ms. Durham, who I respect her right to respond, was not recognized to respond yet. What I said was that should have been stricken out. That should not have been in there as part of the proof. So I will make a floor amendment before the vote.
Ms. Kilpatrick? And then Mr. Hollins.
There is a county drug policy. The pages that you got that put in council's name are not the total drug policy. You have to read it in totality, and all this is doing is adding the names of the council people, the positions of the elected council people, to the drug policy that stands. So we have a drug policy. If you do not like that drug policy, then you need to change it. But this drug policy as it is stays the same. This class of employee is added to it. So we now are not exempt, just like no one else that is employed within Newcastle County is exempt. We are now included with all of the employees. So we didn't change the drug policy. We just added a classification of personnel.
Okay. Mr. Hollins?
Thank you, Madam President. I prefer to leave the legislation as is. I see no reason why Councilman Smiley would opt out certain language for people that are reasonably drunk or are high. I think that's an indication that they need some help, and we should respond to that. So why would we not recognize someone who is reasonably somehow incapacitated? It doesn't make any sense to me. If we're going to have it, let's have it. Not piecemeal it to make it tailored to some benefit to council members that other people don't have. So I just don't understand. I would prefer if there's going to be any amendment, any council person who wants to opt out, let them opt out. But to weaken this for folk who have some real issue, it just doesn't make... I don't think it does what Councilman Smiley's intent is, and it doesn't satisfy me that the council is going to make some special provisions and exemptions for members of this body. So if the people who work here can live with this, I think the people who work here in this capacity should be able to live with it as well. And if they can't, then, as was mentioned, we can't make anyone take a drug test. We can't make anyone abide by the rules when we go into executive session. We can't make anybody here do anything. So if someone is that hung up about it, just opt out of it. That's the reasonable way out, or refuse, as Councilman Street said, to take the daggone drug test. But to go around and to wordsmith this so it's meaningless, then we shouldn't even do it.
Well, I have to say, I think this is political, and if you want to take a drug test, just take a drug test. Each of us can go and pay for one and take it and, you know, have someone else there, have a partner that says the day and time, and you just go do it. But I think this is a waste of money to have the taxpayer paying for this. And as you said, there's no enforcement. I mean, why are we doing this?
I would suggest that Councilman Smiley to call for the vote to end this nonsensical vote, that conversation that we're having here, making everybody look like they're high.
Well, I have one more question then. What, in a scenario, because I want to make sure everybody is aware, just say we're going to pick Mr. Cartier, and he's having a drink at home, but he's on the phone with a constituent. Does that count? I mean, in the legislation, it talks about that you're doing county work. Who decides that?
It's random.
Mr. Smiley, please
call for a vote. Yeah, I call for a vote. This is, I'm not going to say what I think it is because I'm sure I will be taking the task for that. So I'm calling for the vote.
Second.
Third.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Carter?
Yes.
It hasn't been open to the public for comment.
It's closed with calling for the vote. There's no more discussion.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller? Ms. Durham?
No.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 8 yes, 2 no, 3 absent. 018-117 is passed. Next, introduction and consideration of emergency ordinances. EO19001, Ms. Kilpatrick.
Thank you. I move that emergency 19-001 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Second.
Emergency ordinance 19001, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, reduce the FY 2019 Newcastle County Council contingency budget to provide funding for the Hero Help Addiction Assistance Program as administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Thank you. We had a fairly lengthy discussion on this upstairs. This is a program that we, month after month, hear about, get an update. We have all said that this is an absolutely wonderful program with one-on-one contact with the people that need it the most. This is an emergency ordinance. This takes 10 votes to pass. We have 10 people sitting here today because 3 of them are absent. So if we get one dissenting vote, most likely we will not have the money to continue this program, at least without a break, which takes away the consistency to the people that need this, which takes away the benefit of the program. So I believe that we talked about this enough this afternoon that I don't want to see a whole lot of frivolous discussion. If there are some real questions about it, I certainly will try to respond to those questions. We heard from Mr. Honicki this afternoon, and I'm bringing this forward because I truly believe that this is a good program, that people that are on opioids are people that need help. We have found something that seems to work. We have a medical community working with us in this program, and if we break that consistency, we have just lost a good portion of the program. And just as a side comment, the regular ordinance, 19002, was introduced tonight. It will be voted on in 2 weeks. If this does not pass, there is no money for 2 weeks at least. So the emergency ordinance only stands for these 2 weeks, and then we will come back for another vote on a regular ordinance that will replace the emergency ordinance.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments from members of council? I'll just comment real quickly. I had intended to go not voting. I think this is an abuse of the emergency ordinance provision, but with 10, I don't want to see it stopped. I do think it should have been handled differently. We should have been more proactive. As that we knew this was running out, we should have at least had something on the record if this was a chance that it would run out and we would not get funding.
We only knew at the meeting where we were told that the grant ran out and it would be done by December 31st. I had this posted on December 14th with the understanding that nobody was going to be meeting between now and this date. We could not have introduced a regular ordinance until tonight, which means that the funding that went away December 31st, they would have no idea whether they were getting this back until a week, 2 weeks from tonight.
Well,
so,
in addition to that, I think we talked earlier that we agree to disagree. I think we knew, somebody knew beforehand. And also, I'd like to see this coming through the executive side. That's my opinion, you know, and we can respectfully agree to disagree on that. So I was going to go not voting. However, if I'm the deciding vote and Ms. Diller went home sick, I don't want to see it stopped. So I will move forward with it, but I really want to make sure that we're doing this differently moving forward. That we are, when we have any knowledge of it, whether it's executive side or council, that we are aware of it and we address it then. And that we are using our funds for the county council and not to fund programs. I think that that's bad policy, again, my opinion, and that's what I would like to say. But moving forward, does anyone from the public have any comments? Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on EO19001. Mr. Bell, Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller, Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartman-Eagle?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Chauvin? Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 absent. EO19001 is passed. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Mr. Smiley?
First, I want to say thank you to all 10 for supporting this. The privilege of the floor. I want to address something here rather quickly. I appreciate the time. Once again, this council and some of us directly and personally have been taken to task in the not-so-public venue, as far as I'm concerned, for following the rules of council. The rules of council for, and if someone doesn't like the rules of council, they can move to change them just as I and others have. Under the rules of council, the procedure for a resolution, whether it's wishing someone a happy birthday or changing the rules of council, is that the resolution is introduced and voted the same night. That's the rule no matter what it is. Now, I've been accused more times than I can count about pushing things through council, trying to force things through council, not following the proper process. That is the process for resolutions. However, since we're on the recorded record, and I want to put this on there so that when I'm approached, I can refer people to listen to the recording. When we first came on council in 2004, or I did, and prior to that, the process for changing the rules of council was a council member would verbally place a rule change before its fellow council members in committee. They would then discuss, vote it, and enact it. That was the process. And that was the process when we came in, and that continued for a while. Then there was a little bit of a disagreement, and without thinking,
Mr. Smiley, Mr. McGloin, as the parliamentarian, are we getting into a full issue, if this is a full discussion on an issue versus just a comment?
I think it's just giving a commentary.
That's all I'm doing. I'm not going into discussion anymore. So, post-2004, there was a disagreement on council, and if I remember correctly, and I probably do, it was between Councilman Reiner and I, because he felt that what I was proposing was too much to be done in the verbal context. So with that, I and others on council began drafting rule changes, sending them out to council members in advance so there would be a written copy and accepting comment. And then at committee, we would go over the written proposal, discuss it, and vote it. In August of 2013, there was another issue, I believe, between Councilman Weiner and I, involving that process, because he, let's just say, there was a difference of opinion. With that, council supported Councilman Weiner moving forward with a resolution. He drafted a resolution, 13-197, to amend the rules of procedure for County Council of Newcastle County. As of the date that this resolution, which would have been August 27, 2013, was adopted by all of council, that's when we began putting rule changes in legislative resolution form and then being posted on agendas, discussed, and brought forward in that process. So I just want to share that. This council has moved forward in openness, transparency, as much as I hate to use that, because most people that use it mean it for everybody but themselves. But this council has done that. And where we are now is where we are with the resolution process. So I just wanted to share, that's how rule changes have progressed in being more open and advertised. They were never advertised before August 27th, 2013, before that legislation was passed. That's it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
I have another.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
Motion to
Thank you very much.
Mr. McLeary, is this a discussion? And are we in trouble for you? Are you going to be commenting on what Mr. Smiley said?
It's not my intent.
Okay. Mr. Hollins.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that I was very concerned about reading about the Middletown's Hummus Parade and some of the interest there. It just seems to me that this country is moving in a direction where it's very troubling to me. Some of the racist propaganda that's coming from Washington, from the president, and it seems to be permeating throughout other governments and other jurisdictions. And I don't want to be silent. I mean, silent to me is complicit. There was a number of people who spoke out about what happened down in Middletown. I was even troubled when I first heard the mayor's response to what happened in the Hummus Parade. It seemed to me that it was very nonchalant from Mayor Brenner, who basically said that it's the freedom of speech. We only give the permit. I did not accept that. But I was also pleased to see that there was people from the community that went to the Middletown Council's committee meeting, and I believe that may have influenced Mayor Brainer to change his tone, because now he's saying that he's going to put a committee together to make certain that there's a review process before they issue permits for this parade. And I say that because we are in partnership with Mayor Brainer. We're building a $25 million library in the town of Middletown, and I would be very troubled going forward to be in partnership with someone who appears to be giving a green light to racism.
Thank you. Are there any other comments? Okay, is there a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Mr. Street?
Motion withdrawn.
Mr. Street, hold on.
I agree with everything Councilman Howell said, and when we come back, if this continues, I'll add some more to it, because there's a history here that cannot be ignored that's part and parcel to the problem.
Thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
3, 2, 1. Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.